Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Once again, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So we're going to start things out here tonight. We've got you've got an email you want to get to, but the calls have already come in, so we go to them. John is on the line in Illinois. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John, in Illinois, going once. John?
Hello, can you hear me?
John, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. It's Jake.
Well, Jake, in Illinois, how's it going?
Listen, Mark and Ian, I can't wait to talk to you. I've been listening to you on the podcast. And I didn't know how to, I don't think I can get you here in Evanston, but I have been listening to these podcasts, and I feel like I know you guys.
Well, radio does that.
We feel like we know you too, Jake.
No, that's not true. We don't know who you are. We don't know you from Adam.
Especially Mark, because I went through the S training, and my wife went to the Landmark Forum. And
okay.
I always enjoy you guys talking about that and how you say it's a cult, you know?
Yeah. What do you say, Jake?
I always enjoy that.
What do you think about that, Jake?
You think it's a cult?
Oh, it's actually not a cult. No. I took the hardcore form, you know, the S that was, you know, it was a lot longer.
Yes.
And I did that a long time ago. As you know, Mark, the S turned into the Landmark Forum and it was shortened. But I can absolutely say it's the best thing that I've ever done in my life.
Wow.
And I have no axe to grind. I don't work for the organization. I haven't had anything to do with it since I took the training back in 1974.
So they didn't brainwash you to come in and clean their floors for them for free?
I'll tell you, it's an anti-brainwashing thing. When you go through there, what you do is you find out how you're wired up and all the brainwashing stuff that you've been through is all a bunch of BS. I think, Mark, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I mean, I haven't been to a Landmark thing in at least 2 years. And the last thing I was at was just like an evening thing, just, you know, something to do. And what, I liked what one guy told me about it, what he said when we were, I used to volunteer, what's the term? They have some term for, people. It's not volunteer.
Right.
It's something else.
It's another indicator of a cult when they have their own unique terminology.
Yeah. Well,
very culty.
I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
They say that
plumbers.
They're talking about things that people don't talk about on a very regular basis. So they have to name them.
Yeah.
So coming up with new names, not culty. However, I was doing the soundboard for them, and so I'd come in a little early and stay a little late, kind of thing. And as a result, I got the course for free, so I got compensated. But anyway, I was talking to one guy, and he said, you know, it beats sitting home watching TV.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably true.
There you go. It's better.
Well, listen,
Landmark Forum, better than
TV. I did a little
work
for them for free when I got out of there, but it's primarily because there was a Playboy bunny that was working in the office.
Oh,
and,
this is the other thing that I've hold on, Jake. This is the other thing that I've always said about Landmark, and
women,
I don't know
lots of women.
I don't know that I've been able to say this on air before, but it's a great way for a guy to date up. Because
women are fantastic in those seminars. They're unbelievable.
They really
are.
Gorgeous,
wife, right?
Wonderful women.
Did you meet your wife at the S training? No, you couldn't.
No, I did not meet her there, but I did marry her, and then I suggested that she go to it, and she did go to it. I was there when you on the final day, and she says it's the best thing that's happened to her, and our relationship has improved because of it. And I'm not pushing this thing.
Yeah, I can't knock it. I mean, if people say they've been having good experiences, I certainly can't knock that. All I can say is that the documentary that I saw exposing the organization was pretty eye-opening to me, and I think that the fact that they go after any of their critics with legal action,
I really
scummy.
It's the thing about the organization that I hate the most is that they'll go after detractors legally, but you know they're not coming from the same point of view that we are. All they see see is that somebody's out there slandering or libeling them or whatever, and they want to use some means to stop that. I don't think that's the right way to go about it. I think that slander and libel laws are wrong, but, you know, that's just my position on it.
So, were you calling about anything else tonight, or did you just want to talk about that?
Well, sure. Yeah. First of all, I'd like to ask you guys, since this is the first time I'm calling, what time is your broadcast in the East?
Eastern time. You're in Illinois, so that's Central time.
I'm in the Soviet Republic of Illinois, the most corrupt state in the Union.
Central time. It's 6 to 9 o'clock at night, Monday through Saturday. You can get it online at freetalklive.com.
6 to 9 Central.
That's correct.
Louisianans might have a little problem with your statement there, as the Illinois being the most corrupt state.
I don't know, man.
Well, they're a competition.
Yes.
But listen, I was listening to a podcast that you guys were giving, and this gal came up, and she was concerned about the poor. This is always a thing that comes up with libertarians. They're concerned about the poor. How are the poor going to do this? And I was wondering if you if you tuned into Rush Limbaugh, where he had Dr. Richard Williams on the show, which is
Williams?
Much more libertarian than Rush Limbaugh.
You mean Walter Williams? Yes.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
Walter Williams. And he was giving the example, when he's talking about the poor and how people come up, what are you going to do about the poor? And he was giving the example, like, if you had, a gal, a widow in the neighborhood, say her name's Mabel, and she lives next to Fred, and you got a committee together and said, well, Fred, look, Mabel's been sick, and she's down, she's older now, and she can't, mow her lawn. So, Fred, we've got together and decided that, Fred, you're going to mow her lawn once a week. And then they brought up the idea, well, maybe Fred doesn't like that, because it's, sort of like slavery, he's not getting reimbursed for this. So what if they said something like, well, Fred, okay, so you don't have to mow the lawn, but you have to pay Mabel $40 a week so she can get someone to mow her lawn, And he went through this whole series, of exactly this type of procedure that the government's doing, to a point where someone could actually understand why, it's a criminal to force people to pay for other people's needs.
Yeah, Walter Williams is a pretty talented guy, and he's very, as I understand it, very liberty-minded, very liberty-principled kind of guy. And so it's really a rare occasion when he sits in for Rush Limbaugh, and I'm sure it's very, very nice to hear that coming over the radio on such a big big program like that. Any other comments for us, Jake?
Well, yeah, I'm gonna go on the website. I'm gonna sign up to be an amplifier.
Great.
For your
Thanks,
program
sir.
Because I've been impressed with both of you guys.
Well, thank you for doing that. And anybody else interested can go to amp.freetalklive.com. We look forward to hearing from you again. And thank you for the call tonight, Jake. 800-259-9231. We continue to Canada. Justin is on the line. Hello, Justin. Justin in Canada.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, last night I went to the casino quickly for losing $20, which was a little foolish. But on my way back, I got went through a roadblock, and I hadn't anything to drink or anything like that. But they asked me for my license, and I don't have one.
The reason that you lost only $20 is because you didn't have anything to drink. They like to give away free drinks at casinos so that people lose even more.
Yeah, pretty much. So I don't have my license because up here it takes, 3 years to get your complete license because you have to go through the learner's process and then the new learner.
Wow, where is this? Canada. Wow.
Canada, British Columbia. You have to apply for your test, right? You do the test, which is $75. Then you take the road test, which has to be, 12 months away from when you got the learner's permit, so you have time to learn how to drive. And then after that, you have to wait another year, and then you can get rid of your N and get a full license.
Hmm.
So I was like, I have a job. I have to drive. So I just bought a car and insured it under my mother's name. And so they asked me to pull over.
Hold on a second. How long ago did you learn how to drive? I mean, who taught you how to drive? Your mom?
My father was a truck driver, so I was backing in like 52-foot trailers when I was like 13 years old.
You've definitely got some experience. And hang on, we're going to bring you back and tell the rest of the story. Pulled over by the cops at a checkpoint. No license. We'll find out what happened here in moments. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The IonicZone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at IonicZone.com. That's IonicZone.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And have the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire touched, moved, and inspired you, but you're unable for whatever reason to be involved? Well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. It allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. cdevolution.org to get more info and get involved. That's cdevolution.org. As we go back to Canada, Justin, you're telling us that you're out driving, I guess it was home from work, and you were caught at some sort of DUI checkpoint. Turns out you don't have a Canadian driver's license because, well, you didn't feel like getting one, right? That was pretty much the reason. It was just too bureaucratic of a process?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And you can drive just fine. As you were saying, your dad was a professional driver. He taught you how to essentially back up full-size big rigs and effectively drive those cars. So there's no doubt that you have the ability to drive. You just don't have the government paperwork that says so. So you were stopped, and you were going to tell us the rest of your story. So go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. Well, there were about three other cars pulled over, and they were all under the influence of alcohol. So I thought I was pretty much the least of their problems. It was like, I'm not endangering anyone myself.
Yeah.
So he asked me if I had a valid license, and I said, well, actually, I don't. And he said, all right, do you have registration? And I gave it to him, and he went back to the car, came back soon enough, and said that I should just sit tight in my car and that I need someone to come pick up my car.
Oh, geez.
And I was like, okay, how do I get someone to come here and then drive my car home? Then they would leave their car home. I can't drive their car home.
You need two people.
Yeah, and he's like, well, yeah, I guess you would need two drivers, or you can park the other car in front of yours. I said, but you said I can only park here for half an hour or else you'll tow it. So I ended up getting my mother to park at a nearby, like, Best Buy parking lot and then just walk across the highway and ended up being able to drive me home. And he gave me a ticket for $138 for not having a license. And I was thinking, you know, what can I do about this exactly? Because I know people have been on the show that have no license or they didn't renew their license when it came up.
That's a good question. What can you do about it? I mean, are you talking about what do you do about the situation of you not having a license in general, or what do you do about the ticket?
Yeah, the ticket. Like, how do I combat it, really? I can't really dispute it because it's not like I do have a license. Like, I just don't.
Well, you could. I guess it depends on how far you want to go with this. I mean, you could sort of. You're right. You certainly can't go to the government court and say, "Well, I don't have a license and I'm not going to get one," and so too bad, because then they're going to probably put you in a jail cell if you don't want to pay them.
Yeah, find more fines like driving without insurance, because if you drive without a license, your insurance is void.
If you want to, you could look into the people that believe in the freedom to travel, the idea that government cannot restrict your right to travel from point A to point B, and you could kind of study up on the tactics that those people use, essentially standing on principle and saying, well, look, you know, I'm not putting anybody in danger, and so I'm going to continue doing this. You don't have my consent to be governed. Of course, you know, that could end up that will end you up in a jail cell eventually anyway. I mean, all of those people that do the right to travel activism that you've heard about, whether it's carrying some sort of international driver's license or not carrying anything at all. I mean, there are a variety of different ways that it's been approached. Lauren Canario here in New Hampshire is a right to travel activist, and she has had her car impounded, and she has had she's been arrested for that. So you're looking at being arrested. I mean, whatever, any way you slice this, if you don't pay the fine, you're probably going to go to jail. If you go and continue driving and they catch you again, they're probably going to take your car the next time instead of just being nice and letting somebody come and pick it up for you. So,
okay, yeah.
I mean, pretty much if you want to go down this road, you're going to have to expect that you're going to go to jail.
I'm just wondering if the same situation occurs if you just don't renew your license, because technically you still have a license, it's just not up to date.
They ticket you for that too. I mean, you essentially get a ticket for not having a license, because to them that's not a license. It's expired. It's no longer valid to them.
Oh, geez.
So, I mean, otherwise your only choice is to go through their system and maybe try to reserve your rights when you sign their contracts. I don't know if that's going to do anything for you, but it might actually get you the license. Of course, as you said, it's a 3-year long period. So what do you do until then? How do you get to work? You need to have a car.
Yeah.
I guess it all depends on what kind of risk you want to take, really. You could try writing the government bureaucrats, and you could try the approach. Anytime you get a fine from a government bureaucrat, you can try writing them a letter that essentially says, I'll be happy to pay your fine as soon as you show me proof of obligation, that, you know, proof that I'm obligated to your system and obligated to your statutes and obligated to pay these traffic fines. Because if you don't have a license, it means you didn't sign any contracts with them. So they don't really have any way to prove that. They probably won't be able to refute that letter that you send, but at the same time, odds are good they're not just going to cancel the fine and make it go away. So, I mean, you always have to remember you're dealing with people that are willing to use violence, and most of the time that's exactly what they're going to do. The people that are driving with no driver's license, some of them claim that the cops back off on them when they find out who they are and they find out that they're willing to stand up against the system. They claim that they have some level of protection there. I don't know how effective that actually works out in reality. Nobody's really done a very good job of documenting their experiences. Usually when we hear those stories, it's just some random guy that calls in who claims that he doesn't drive with a license and he doesn't have his own website. He doesn't have any real stories to tell. They usually claim they've only been doing it for a short time or they haven't gotten caught. People like Robert Menard over at thinkfree.ca, he talks about how you pretty much have to expect to go to jail, but if they arrest you for that, let's say you're driving around again in your car and you get pulled over again, this time you don't give them your name. They don't know your name because they don't have the license. You don't have a license. They have no way to identify you. There's a good chance they're going to confiscate you and confiscate your car. Eventually, they're probably going to let you out of jail. You may have to stay in there for a couple of weeks. Who knows how long they'll keep you in. But if you go to jail and you don't process, then they still don't know who you are. And if they don't know who you are, they can't really charge you with anything.
Yeah, they do know who you are. You're John Doe with the fingerprints that John Doe has.
Oh, really? That's good enough? They'll charge a John Doe?
Well, they've got your fingerprints. They don't need to know what your name is.
Really?
Assuming he has never given his prints anywhere along in life, they'll, you know, yeah.
But then your car's impounded, and how do you get that out? Well, the tow yard that has your car is going to demand money from you. So whether you pay the cops now or you pay the tow yard later, somebody's going to extract money from you. They're not just going to let you waltz into their tow yard and drive your car out of there. So it's, I mean, and they might not even let you take the car out until you've taken care of the government paperwork side of things. I mean, this is a real...
That's how it is.
This is a real battle that you're looking at fighting here, and whatever you end up deciding, let us know, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks for the call, and good luck. 800-259-9231. It's a stand that I would only want to make around other activists who'd be willing to back me up, and I think that New Hampshire would be the place to do that as part of the Free State Project. We can tell you more about that coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the pack light. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The new world order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the new world order's game. Don't play the game! slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right. 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And are you remodeling your kitchen or bathroom? Well, now you can purchase knobs and poles at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internkanobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs and poles at internobs.com. Before we continue here with the phone calls, just a few more thoughts. For Justin in Canada, who was recently pulled over, didn't have a driver's license. They allowed him to call somebody to come out to pick up his car, and so he was able to walk away from that situation, which I think is a good thing. And they give him a ticket, and he's obviously not interested in paying. And we've had some success here with people not paying tickets that they've been given and getting away with it here in New Hampshire. I mean, I mentioned the Free State Project. It's a group of activists, liberty-minded activists, all moving together to the same geographic location, which happens to be New Hampshire, and getting active here in whatever ways they think is best. And a lot of people are doing politics and things like that. But some people, a very, very small amount of people, are doing civil disobedience, and a very small, small amount of people are doing, like one or two, are doing the right to travel disobedience. And as I was telling Justin, if you're going to do right to travel disobedience, you need to be prepared for one of two or two of two things to happen. One, losing your car permanently. Two, having yourself being put into a jail cell. Now, I think that number two is probably less likely initially. So, for instance, as we saw with Justin, he was pulled over, they let him call somebody, he got to go home, they gave him a ticket. Now, if he doesn't pay the ticket in the long run, that could result in some jail time. However, here in New Hampshire, one of the guys that we know was pulled over for driving without a current registration. And they gave him a ticket, and they let him, apparently they let him drive away, I guess. Maybe because he had a license but just wasn't registered.
I'm not sure, right?
Well, I'm not sure about all the subtleties of what the law says and you know what the punishments are for these things. So I don't know if it's just violations or misdemeanors.
It's a good thing to be sure of these things if you're going to do it.
To research them, sure. And so they let him go. He went to court, basically told the judge, "Hey, I'm not going to be your piggy bank, and it's my goal to increase your costs of enforcement." And
which I thought was a really, really great thing to say.
Yeah.
And but up here in New Hampshire, I guess he's in Canada, so it's down here in New Hampshire where we have where the Free State Project members have some weight in town. It holds more weight. If you just say you're one guy, the judge is going to say, "Okay, you want to increase our cost of enforcement? All right, see you later. Here, I will too. 30 days.
Yeah.
You know, so that's one of the advantages of being a member of the Free State Project.
And it could have turned out that way, but it didn't. So that was nice. David, the activist in that case, was able to walk out of that courtroom that day with what they called a suspended fine. So that means that he still was technically fined the money, but he didn't have to pay it unless he got caught for something else within the next 30 or 90 days or something like that. So it was a suspended fine. And so that was great news. He essentially is still to this day, has no current registration, though he's been bicycling pretty much since then.
Yeah, his car broke down.
His car broke down,
that's why. I understand.
So you got to be prepared.
That seems to be one of the current trends of the right to travel folks that I have met. Now I'm sure I haven't met some of the people that have called in that claim to have been doing it for years, and they have all kinds of jargon written on their vehicle because it's not a car for them.
No, it's not a vehicle.
Whatever it is, their automobile or I don't know, steamship or whatever they call this thing. They write stuff on it in order to protect it. Little voodoo incantations. But the ones that I have met don't spend a lot of time driving cars. Russell Canning, Lauren Canario, David, these folks, David's not really a right to travel activist, he just wasn't registering his car, that's all.
Right.
These folks aren't doing a lot of driving, so, you gotta weigh these things and know what you're in for.
Yep, so I would say be prepared to lose your car and be prepared to go to jail. I mean, if you're going to go down this road. I think it's a road worth going down for those who are ready for it, but I think that if you're ready for it where you are, that's great, but I would feel a lot more comfortable if there were other people around who were backing me up, and I just don't know if you've got that up there in Canada. So we will continue here with your calls, and we'll talk to somebody in Candia. Brian, in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys,
hey Brian.
Good to talk to you.
What's on your mind?
I have filled you in and your listeners on an incident we had here where my son Cooper got arrested for not letting an SPCA investigator onto the property.
That's right. SPCA is some sort of what's that stand for again? Animal
the Society people. For the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, I think.
Right, and apparently they're able to be cops as well.
Deputized.
Yes, the guy claimed that there was a citizen complaint or a concern from the citizen that we didn't have appropriate shelter from our horses that we have to have between November 1st and March something, whatever the dates are that it says in their rules. But this is a state law, but apparently it's enforced and checked on by this cherry at the SPCA. So the guy came to the house and my son wouldn't let him on, and so Cooper got his camera out. The guy called the cop, and the cop knew he was being videotaped and agreed, but halfway through the conversation, he told Cooper to turn the camera off. Cooper didn't turn the camera off. Next thing you know, he's headed downtown.
Right, and they actually never ended up pressing charges. They swung him down to the police station, gave him a stern talking to, uncuffed him, and let him walk home.
Right. Well, a new thing has happened in the last week or so. We've gotten little bits and pieces of information as we tell our other neighbors about what's happening around here.
Mm-hmm.
We found out who the snitch is.
Really?
Well, we don't know the name, but it's a woman who actually stopped by here, and when we first moved the horses in, and gave us her business card and told us that her husband, guess what, builds bars.
Builds shelters. Uh-huh. Interesting. How disgusting.
So it's a pretty good business for her, snitching on the neighbors who have horses and not shelters yet.
So she figured, so she saw you moving in, saw the horses, figured she'd come up, pretend like she was all neighborly. Oh, hi, I'm Mildred from down the street. Here's my husband's business card, just in case you need a shelter built. And then later on, when you didn't get it built, she decided she'd capitalize, hopefully, snitch you out, and then the cops would come, scare you guys into needing to build a shelter all of a sudden, and you'd think, oh, well, Mildred's husband builds those. I'll just hire him to do it. Well, you didn't. You brought a bunch of Free Staters out and liberty activists out, and they all helped you build it, and so you obviously didn't hire him, but, man, you might have. I mean, that was a possibility, and then can you imagine how awful you would feel if you'd paid that guy to do that job and then found out that it was her?
Yeah, we were actually thinking about that.
Yeah.
But, and that wasn't the end of it. There was another incident here in my little town that the cops tased some guy who was having a diabetic coma.
Oh,
it happens all the time. Cops just hate diabetic comas because they're sure that it's drugs. They're just sure of it. I know this is drugs. And so they tase them.
Right. Yeah, well, what else are they going to do? That's all they know. So I went down and talked to the chief, who knows me pretty well by now. And he said, oh, by the way, after we were done talking about that, oh, by the way, just, to give you a heads up, there was another anonymous citizen call after the ice storm. They noticed that, one of the sheds had a tree fall down through it.
Jeez.
I said, okay. And by this time, she'd obviously known that we had built the sheds without them, and so made another call.
Wow. So, you should write her a little letter. Hey, thanks for all your calls, but we're not going to have you build any barns ever.
Yeah.
Awful woman.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So what are you planning on doing about it? Anything at all, or just kind of interesting that you figured out who it was?
No, I just wanted to update you guys and your listeners on the saga out here.
Very good, Brian.
That was a pretty good fascist input here in my little town.
Yeah, maybe a sign on the property letting people know, on your property, letting people know that they have a snitch in their midst and who it is.
Ooh, that would be nice. That's a good idea.
Stitches.
Thank you, Brian, for the call.
No threats. Yeah.
Thank you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Are you-
Are you tired of the high cost of home energy bills? Millennium Technologies has an answer that every listener to this station needs to hear. An Australian inventor has developed a generator that is powered by the energy of magnets. And through this technology, the ability to power a typical home with this generator has arrived. This high-tech generator harnesses the power of permanent magnets and requires no fossil fuel to produce electrical power. Visit agreeneralternative.com to learn how you can qualify to have a similar, larger, more advanced unit installed in your home by Millennium Technologies with no cost to you ever. As a promotional offer, a limited number of units will be available at no cost to kick off our program. To learn more and see a 5-minute independent TV news story on this revolutionary new device, please visit us online at agreeneralternative.com. That's agreeneralternative.com. Or call 815-648-4400. That's 815-648-4400.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we need your vote. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for the show. It makes a difference for us because when we get your votes, it pushes us up to the top of the podcast charts over at podcastalley.com. And, of course, being number one on the chart means more people will come across this show.
Yep, Podcast Alley is still one of the number one refers to the show. Even if you've been voting for a year and it doesn't seem as important as it used to, or you haven't voted in a while, the fact is, Podcast Alley is referring a lot of people to Free Talk Live.
Yep, it is, and we're number one at the moment, but only by about 10 votes, so we still need to buffer our lead. We need to add more votes to the total, and it's a once-a-month thing, so we only ask you to do it, to go and do it once a month. It's one easy way to show your appreciation for Free Talk Live, show your appreciation for the fact that we give everything away on our website. So please, head over when you get a moment to vote.freetalklive.com. You'll only need your email address, and it will only take you, 45 seconds. It's no big deal. Vote.freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls to Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you doing? Happy
hey, Steve.
New Year.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Indeed, sir.
Now, I was raised in Monroe, Louisiana, and I graduated from Neville High School in 1982. And when you were talking to a guy from Illinois, he said that the competition was Louisiana for Soviet Union. I'm like, what's up with Louisiana?
Well, the contention is that...
You said it was the most corrupt.
Most corrupt, I think. He said the Soviet Socialist Republic or something of Illinois, the most corrupt state in the Union. And I said that many people in Louisiana would disagree with him. Would you not disagree that Louisiana was a corrupt state?
Back in the day it was, but I think Bobby Jindal, which is the first Indian that actually was voted for the governor of the state of Louisiana, kind of changes things a little bit.
Well, there may very well be a good governor that was voted in, but it's difficult for even a governor to go down and get rid of all the payoffs and the back alley deals that make a corrupt government a corrupt government. And I hear that New Orleans is still a big mess.
Well, government by its nature is inherently corrupt, but what you're saying is that Louisiana is one of the worst.
Louisiana has two rules of law. They have the state law, then they have the Napoleonic Code.
Yes, it's different. It's different than the other states. That's what I understand.
What does that mean, the Napoleonic Code?
Well, the Napoleonic Code basically is, if you don't like what a state law is doing, and if you're a state legislature or a governor like Edwin Edwards or Huey Long, you can actually use the Napoleonic Code as a loophole to get what you want.
Okay. I'm not sure what that means. I don't know how it really applies. Can you explain a little more?
Well, it applies because if you don't like what's going on, if the state or the federal level says, you've got to do this, then you can use the Napoleonic Code, which most lawyers know about in Louisiana, to circumvent these rules or laws that are in effect and go around them. So, I mean, when you've got two rules of law going on, and the Napoleonic Code has been there forever, and it's still active, then basically you can do what you want to do.
Interesting. Well, I mean, it seems like they do what they want anyway, wherever they are, the government people, and I can see how extra confusing that might be. I mean, one set of laws is bad enough. It's already impossible to read and understand those, let alone a secondary, another set of laws written on top of that. That's extra confusing.
Right.
Very strange.
Right. Well, so, I mean, it's fascinating, very unique for any – I mean, none of the other states in the United States have this except for Louisiana. And I just find it totally fascinating that Louisiana can say, well, we don't like this, so we're going to use the Napoleonic Code to as a loophole to circumvent what we don't like.
Interesting.
It's absolutely fantastic.
You know, I don't think we're on down in Monroe at the moment, but...
I thought you had a pirate station down there.
No, we've got a full-time FM station down there. I just don't think they... I believe they do not pick up the first hour of the show, so unfortunately they aren't hearing this conversation. But I thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. Maybe next time we get somebody on the line from Louisiana, we'll ask them about that.
Yeah, my contention would be only that the most corrupt cities in the United States of America are Chicago, Detroit, and New Orleans. You know, I don't know how New Orleans affects the rest of the state of Louisiana. I know that Louisiana has some very strange laws. If in a criminal case you happen to be citing case law from Louisiana, you know that you're scraping the very bottom of the barrel if you're in the other states because, well, Louisiana has some really strange laws comparatively in case law.
Let's go to Ira, listening in New Jersey. Ira, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
What's on your mind tonight, Ira?
Situation in the Middle East.
Okay. Okay, what's going on?
Israel, Palestine, pretty bad situation. Do you think it could deteriorate to directly or indirectly to an attack on Iran?
I don't know. I think you've got that in play every time that Israel does anything that uses force. The entire region, it seems, hates Israel, and I can sort of understand a little bit. I mean, World War II, the fall of the Ottoman Empire, they decided to institute Israel. The UN did, and I can see why some people don't like that. But it's turned into sort of this bigotry that doesn't make a lot of sense. Granted, Israel came about in, what, the 40s, is that right?
Late 40s. Yeah.
So, there are probably still people alive that would be saying that, well, this piece of property was mine. But it seems to me that when I've been around the Middle East, that you go to a lot of places that really are pretty gross. And then you go to Israel, where it looks like, everything's really built up. And to me, homesteading, the owning of property, means that you build it up, not that you're, nomadic sheep herders or whatever it is that some of the folks were doing there. So, and how do you return property to somebody who's dead, their ancestors? It makes it very difficult. And then when you start doing that to Israel, you would have to do that with Cuba. You'd have to do that with the entire United States. As a matter of fact, the whole American two continents. You can't really return property to people that have had it forcibly taken from them. And it's a real mess, that Middle Eastern thing, and I hope it doesn't deteriorate, but it always could.
A Palestinian state would probably help.
Didn't they do that with Gaza?
Well, they gave them some land, but apparently, you know, they didn't. They're kind of locked in there.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it would, but it seems to me that. Israel doesn't like what the Palestinians do, and the United States doesn't like what the Palestinians do. They can't do anything right. Unfortunately,
when you say Israel and the United States, you mean the governments?
The governments thereof.
Governments, yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the Israeli public, a lot of the public probably does not support what's going on right now. So.
Yeah, I don't imagine a lot of people like the idea of violence and war and bombs being dropped. I just don't think that's generally too popular of an idea.
They were getting that, though. I mean, Hamas was shooting missiles at Israel too. What do you do when there's missiles falling from the sky? How do you stop that? It's not really a police action anymore. Plus, Israel doesn't really have cops on the ground in Gaza. So, I mean, what are they supposed to do?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Thank you for the call.
It's so
tonight.
Difficult.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dave, listening to WAIS in Ohio. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Two things real quick.
I wanted
to correct you. It's only New York City that has the police department. That's APSCA.
What's APS what?
The Animal Protection Society. The AS. The other ones, they have to call in the regular police, but in New York City, they can arrest you without calling in the regular police.
Oh, the ASPCA can do arrests
amazing.
On their own. Well, up here in New Hampshire, supposedly they're deputized, and I don't know if that's some kind of partial deputizing or a full deputizing.
I don't either.
But that's so up here.
Second point?
And on New Year's Eve, I had partied, and the cops kept passing me, and I thought I would be in trouble.
Mm.
And I wasn't. I got
you. You lucked out. Good deal. I'm glad you're still safe. And, Dave, thanks for the call tonight.
Right.
Good hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. Paula in Florida. Paula, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, hon. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Paula.
But anyway, there's something I wanted to talk to you about. I called a lot of the reps today. They knew nothing about this constitutional convention they're wanting to do. And,
so what do you think that means? Does that mean that there's not going to be one or that they're just hiding something?
I don't know. They said last night they said they lack two states of having enough to get this done.
So
and what they want to do, they want to rewrite the whole Constitution.
You better believe they do.
Yeah, but the thing is that, you know, there are some bad things that have been put there, but anyway, the thing is, I mean, you know,
oh, it'll be much worse. It'll be much worse if they rewrite it.
Nobody knows what states are actually involved in this yet.
Well, over time, if we hear more, we'll let you know. Paula, thanks for the call. Hour 2 is coming up. You can bring up anything. The SACL CAI toll-free line is 1-800-259-9231. Hour 2 on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.